Ryan Munson.
Hey, long call. Comfy left Zoom Buster 63 Bang Z Maui. Alert, Paradise Z Burger Y Rap on one.
Husker Online on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
And we are joined on the 42 Degrees of Source Hotline by our good friend Brian Munson of HuskerOnline.com. Talk some recruiting items with Munson. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
It is a little bit of a bright and early morning for you guys out there. So how is the Vegas trip going?
It is nice and dry in the desert.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's going great.
It's going quite well, I think. Have you ever been, Munson?
Oh, I played in the World Series of Poker 3 times out there when they still had it at the Rio. Yeah, absolutely. We used to go once a year, and COVID kind of put a little bit of an end to that. So looking forward to trying to get back up on that kind of schedule, though.
May I recommend Circa?
Oh, yes.
May I recommend Circa? I know you've seen pictures of the Stadium Swim, which is where we're located right now. But even inside the sports book and the casino, like, it's a little slice of the strip here on Fremont Street. It's awesome.
I tell you what, there's been a huge power shift, hasn't there been? I mean, from everything happening out on the strip to, you know, the renovations, everybody is kind of, you know, doing everything down there on Fremont Street. I love Fremont Street. It is cozy. It is safe. You can go just right across the way each and every time and get to someplace new. You guys are enjoying yourselves. I have loved the social media tweets and just laughing every time I see you guys out there.
You've watched Nick's vlogs? if you're interested, you could watch me jumping into a pool when Mikel Garcia had a home run yesterday.
And a whistle.
Beep.
Don't do that, Happer.
Oh, that is awesome. No, I'm glad you guys are having a great time. And I'm glad the weather's fine, too, because, I mean, there have been a couple times this part of year. It's a little unpredictable. There's been some wind storms out there before, and it does rain on occasion. But typically, you guys are out there in a very nice part of the season before it gets too terribly hot.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We're in good shape, that's for sure. Munson, so there's been like an endless – since we've talked last, which we were off last week for the tournament – there's just been a lot of offers, a lot of reported visits, visits that are happening right now. I guess, like, just get us up to speed on some of the important notes of the last week or two here on the recruiting side of things.
Yeah, sure. So Nebraska started things out with a bang on Sunday and posted what would probably be considered their top offensive tackle on their board, Jack Lang from Eureka, Missouri. Nebraska was the first to offer Lang. So there's been kind of a special relationship, you know, as kind of a result of Nebraska, you know, seeing that potential in him and, you know, and taking a chance on him first. And he is so much has told me that, and that's why he's already set up an official visit, of course, to come back to Nebraska that big weekend in June. That's going to be a special weekend, you know, as I kind of compared it to the big weekend last year, like when Carter Nelson was there, you know, things finally took like this very optimistic view, like with Carter Nelson about that point, and you know, committed right before that trip. This is going to be a significant weekend for Nebraska and what's going to happen in this 2025 class. But you know, Pierce Mooberry was back in town this week along with Kate Vermoss. Kate Pertierzik, the 2025 edge, I had left yesterday. I've been unable to reach him. And then I just put up an update on 2026 athlete Matt Ludwig from Billings West. And this is a 4-star guy. He could play on either side of the football, but Nebraska right now sees him as a tight end. And people are kind of, you know, I mean, if you think about, you know, the two tight ends of the state this year that Nebraska has offered in Lofton and Siebert. Think about Isaac Jensen next year. Plus, they just made a couple of 2026 tight end offers a week ago. You're kind of wondering what's kind of going on. But if you look at that roster and you really see, like, where the classes are and where when you're going to start losing some guys out, tight end position is going to take a massive hit. And you're going to need some guys there to kind of pick it up a little bit. So that's where those new offers are kind of coming from. And obviously Ludwig could play defense, but Satterfield sees him playing in his room. So I tell you what, the one thing, too, guys, to kind of go along with it all, Nebraska picked up right where they left off last year. You know, Nebraska had – you kind of wondered how this new staff would kind of pull together, like, the program and how they would kind of do the visits. And they knocked it out of the park last year. You know, give credit to Vince Ginta, to Matt Rhule, to the rest of the people in the recruiting department. Well, they picked right up where they left last year, and they're continue to have that kind of success. Everybody's having a wonderful trip. And, yeah, there's actually Noah McKyle, a big linebacker out of California. He'll be there, I think it's on Monday. And we should have some really good coverage with him coming, buddy.
Hey, Brian, kind of along the lines of what you just said, picking up where they left off, I wanted to ask you a big picture question about this recruiting class, because the story of the 2024 class I found pretty interesting, where they're, I don't want to say panic, but, you know, with a lot of the offers and commitments in June, at the start of June around the College World Series last summer, I know that there was a lot of like, oh my gosh, they're not going to recruit anybody that anyone has ever heard of before. It's just going to be guys that are track athletes. And then, of course, by the end of it, it was a five-star quarterback, the highest-ranked player that Nebraska has ever signed. And so I wonder what you think is going to be like the story to follow big picture-wise with this class, given that we're also upping the expectations for year two under Matt Rhule.
Yeah, that's a really great observation. And I think the one thing that I think is going to be tapered back some is going to be some of those big-time visitors coming in for those junior days and for those like the spring game visits. I don't think Nebraska, you know, was too successful. You know, you had Brandon Baker there twice, left town both times. You had the Smith brothers from out there on the East Coast. You know, Nebraska came up short with both of those guys. I just feel like Nebraska might have put themselves into kind of a position which basically led them to what you were talking about. Like when you're sitting there during the College World Series and you're seeing offer at the summer camps, you know, and guys jumping in the boat. People really hadn't heard of these guys before. Not saying that they're bad players. I think Nebraska could probably have made and did make arguments for those guys behind closed doors while they were there on campus, you know, to the guys that were there on their board. And I think you can do things in a little bit more well thought out process and plan, as opposed to, you know, what might be termed as knee jerk when you're bringing those guys in on campus and you know that you're not going to get, you know, or it's unlikely that you're going to get some guy that just had come in and, you know, is taking 30 or 40 visits before he even gets into his official visits. So that's tough. You know, I think Nebraska's going to, obviously, people want to compete for those guys, but Nebraska knows what's at risk, and that's if you put those eggs in that basket, and typically, you know, you don't see anything in return.
Is there, Munson, along the same lines, I guess, looking ahead and, I guess, projecting a little bit for the class, like, who is there a big fish out there this year? I mean, last year every all the attention was diverted so much to Dylan Raiola, and then it was turned away, and then it was diverted back to it at the end, and he was obviously the big fish of the class. Who's out there that Nebraska has ties with at this point where we could say, yeah, this is going to be the primary kind of target and everything feels better about the class with this guy in it?
Well, I mean, on the offensive side of the football, I mean, from an offensive tackle position, I think, you know, Lang fits that bill. And I think Nebraska is showing him that they're pretty much all in on him, and that they need to get a guy like him in the class to go along with everything else they got kind of going on. I mean, you grab Pyle and Bricks, and they're there now, you know, and Preston last year. But, you know, you've got some guys mainly that are IOLs and not true OTs, and Lang is 6'8". So, I mean, you need a couple guys like that. And then I'll go ahead and throw, you know, I'll throw some love out there for a guy that gets plenty of it from when you and I talked. But Christian Jones is in a very important position for Nebraska this year. And they have a number of linebackers already lined up to come in for official visits, and Christian's going to have a spot. But I really feel like, you know, Christian Jones, there's some big ties there. I really like Mooberry because Mooberry can play both sides of the football, too. If you come up short and you only get one tight end, or you figure out that there's a role that Mooberry could play as a tight end or kind of a hybrid guy, he can absolutely do that for you. I think Jamarian Parker, also the running back that just decommitted from Arkansas that visits Nebraska in January, that's set to come in for an official visit here very, very soon. He's out of St. Louis. Obviously, Nebraska has been trying desperately to get some more penetration into the St. Louis market, to get some more guys to give Lincoln a look, and they just haven't been successful over the years. Now with Keith Williams kind of playing a more prominent role in the recruiting department, I think it's just a matter of time until they start having a little bit more success in St. Louis area. So I think Parker's big because you need a compliment to Connor Booth to kind of go into that room. I mean, we talked about it. Didn't get a high school guy last year, and I think that, you just added a transfer. You could have used another high school guy last year. I think Nebraska takes two running backs, and Parker would be a great compliment to Connor Booth.
Munson, one more for you. How much you mentioned Christian Jones, and now he's got some big visits scheduled over the next couple weeks.
Yep.
How much of a battle is Nebraska in for with him? Like, I think we're probably growing to the point where Christian is a national recruit. You mentioned him, how he's positioned, and what it would mean for Nebraska's class. But like, how much of a battle is it going to be for Nebraska to eventually end up with him on their roster?
Big battle. I mean, I tried to kind of flip it in there at the end with tunnel talk. I think my tunnel talk last week was fairly optimistic until I had to like touch on the Christian Jones news that I, had been breaking about him taking an official visit to Notre Dame and not having one set up to Nebraska yet. You can totally feel that he's going to take all of his trips. This is not going to, Carter Nelson did a pretty good job at, giving everybody a little bit of a murmur or a regular heartbeat as he was going through the process. I fully expect for that to be the case again with Christian Jones, as he's going to have a ton of programs trying to get him to come out there and take an official visit and make other trips. I think Nebraska does still sit in a very good position with him. Notre Dame obviously is going to be a very difficult opponent in competition for him because of the ties there, obviously, with the Resac. I think that the Notre Dame staff, based on what I heard from Connor Nelson last year, they're a great group of guys. They are very personable. They get along very well, and they recruit very well. So that's big for them. And obviously, that's a Midwest school, and they've had some success recently. So that's going to be tough for Nebraska to come up with.
All right, Munson. Well, we'll let you go, my friend. Thanks for taking the time. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the hoops, and we'll talk to you next time.
I'm going to turn on the notifications so I don't miss anything from you boys. Don't get
there. He goes.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Munson of HuskerOnline.com. Turn on the notifications for Nick's vlogs.
I am going to tomorrow while we are chilling at the airport. I think that will be when I it's
just
vlog
catch
time.
Up on your vlogs.
I got to catch up. I got to binge the vlogs.
Well, they're about the first one's like 6 minutes, the second one's like 8.
Perfect. So. Yeah, that's a lot of vlogging.
They're easily digestible. I like that.
Oh, good. Oh wow, that's a good compliment.
I'm not a video.
Josh, do you think Nick is going to earn a gift card of some sort?
Oh,
maybe?
I don't know the standards for getting one and not getting one. They seem to be fairly arbitrary, and whether or not people in the building like you.
Ooh.
I would say he's done enough to check some boxes.
I met the requirements.
I mean, the thing that some of us have done to get gift cards, I've done, some would say, 3 times.
Wow.
Hashtag get Nick a gift card.
Uh-huh. Look at all those views.
Yeah.
Look at all those views.
And it's going to have one more with Munson.
Uh-huh.
Very, very exciting.
Uh-huh.
Hey, one thing, Josh, I want to bounce this off of you from a recruiting perspective before we get to BC. So I think the big, like the super big picture deal with this staff as it pertains to recruiting is we don't have to worry about them at all. Like,
no,
it's they've never given off any sort of vibe like, we don't want to do this. We're not going to work hard to do this. Like, we don't, there's not going to be any drama, I don't think, with them, unless it pertains to, one individual player who, is making visits or whatever it might be.
Sure.
Like, but I don't think we have to worry about this staff really at all. Finding and then acquiring talent.
Okay, so you just mentioned two of the three pillars, right? Finding the talent, acquiring the talent, and then, of course, the new one is keeping the talent.
Keeping the talent. Developing the talent.
Developing and keeping. And so I thought the one criticism that was very valid that I am happy to explore and still am happy to explore with listeners when the hiring was announced was, can the Matt Rhule way work in 2023, in 2024, in 2025? And the Matt Rhule way is bringing in players that are maybe raw and or underdeveloped, developing them, but again, retaining them. That is the really difficult part in this era of college football. I would say the early returns, and again, one season, one off season so far, and there will still be the post-spring period where players are gone. Players are going to have to leave, mainly because of the math of the situation. But the early returns right now, Happer, are they have been able to do what they have set out to do, and that is keep the players. The next piece then will be how are they at developing those guys. I mean, I think with what we saw with true freshmen on the defensive line, I feel very bullish in the development piece of the Matt Rhule recipe, if you will. And part of this, too, is going back to Baylor, and part of this is going back to Temple because he was able to do that at both spots. But that you're right, not to do the whole there are grown-ups in the room now. But there are grown-ups in the room, and I do have trust with
them.
Makes
a difference.
On developing them, and that's why getting a five-star quarterback, it's like a game-changer for all the obvious reasons, but one of them is, like, that often is the last piece to the puzzle, and so if they're putting everything else around him, can he raise everything else up? I'm curious to see what this recruiting class kind of turns into, and, you know, if they're able to parlay, as we're in Vegas, a
nice,
better season. Dylan Raiola may be having a really nice showing in his first year with some heavier hitters saying, I want to be a part of that. I want to play with him for the next two seasons before he goes to the NFL.
Theoretically, this is the year when it jumps, both from the football perspective and from the recruiting perspective.
100%.
So we'll see if Nebraska is able to cash in on some of that momentum.
Joel sends in a tweet on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed, hashtag BigFish2025.
I'd like to ask about the big fish.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the big fish? Where's the big fish? He's not in the pool.
I'd like to know that, too.
Where is this person?
Yeah.
It's not a five-star quarterback.
It better not be you jumping in the pool.
They already got one of those. All right. We will return on the other side. We'll get some practice notes with Brian Christopherson. We could also put a bow on Nebraska ball's season. Well, you don't seem particularly interested.
No. What are you saying?
You made a face.
The face was they lost. The face was sadness. A week ago, remember a week ago at this time, how much excitement
people
there was?
People were walking in Memphis.
I wish that I was in Memphis right now. And then they lost, and everyone's like, thank God I'm not in Memphis right now.
Seems like hell.
Yeah. I had a lot of friends who were planning on going, and then for a variety of reasons were unable to go. Man, you want to talk about a trip that you are happy to not have made. That one.
Look at Josh Hodson.
What does Josh say?
Look at how happy he is.
Oh, because he was right about Nebraska basketball.
I didn't go. I told you it would all be for naught.
Wow.
I have a bag of popcorn.
Dude, I saw
Popcorn Friday.
I saw Josh while we were talking to Mr. Munson. I saw Josh just munching, going ham on that popcorn.
That's what I do. Like, the audience says it's sickening.
Nice. I want to go ham on some coffee. That's what I want to go ham on this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't a nice cup of coffee?
I'm going to go ham on about 17 more of these little bottles of water.
Yeah. We love water, don't we, folks?
Tiny baby water.
That sounds very, very good. All right, quick timeout. BC's up on the other side. Connor Happer, Josh Peterson, Nick Grimm, Josh Hodson from Stadium Swim at Circa in Las Vegas. More up next on 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show. Follow us on Twitter at Happer Show for all the latest news and views. We may even say something interesting once in a while.
Unlikely.
Really, guys?